State volleyball tournament previews continuing on, taking a look at the Ankeny program with Coach Liz Bethke, her team getting ready for the 5A tournament. Coach, you know, always exciting to get to state. How are we feeling there in Ankeny as you guys prepare?
I think we're feeling really good. I have a good mix of, like, there's a couple veteran players, seniors, mixed in with some sophomores and juniors. So relatively young when you speak in terms of Ankeny volleyball, and they have definitely started to get a thicker layer of toughness about them, so that's exciting.
Yeah, so, you know, touch on your guys' this season. You know, when you guys have been at your best, what does that look like, and how have you guys been able to get to the point that you're at now?
Our ball control has allowed us so many options on offense. The thing that we needed to turn around, just that the front row with the blocking, that first line of defense, we haven't always sealed the net like we're capable of, but we have great back row defenders, so getting those good block touches have been the difference, I think, in the last few weeks.
Who have been some of the girls that have been leading those efforts this year?
Haley Flanders, she's my libero. Just an incredible player. Dynamic, doesn't let the ball hit the floor. Then offensively, I have a couple of sophomores and a junior, Marley Ellison, who's been a key piece of the puzzle for the last 3 years. She came in, and due to injuries her freshman year, I had to put her in when I made adjustments at state in 2023, and she just knocked it out of the park and continues to get better every day.
You mentioned this is a group that's got a mix of some young girls that have been contributing. You know, how exciting is it to know that, you know, like your top, I think your top six hitters are all underclassmen, that they've probably still got a lot of room to grow?
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, the future is bright. I'm blessed. I feel grateful to be in a program where we continually are able to just reload. And, you know, these upperclassmen do a great job of modeling what we need the younger players to see, and both mentally and physically.
Yeah, and while you've had, you know, underclassmen hitters, your two primary setters have been seniors. How vital is it to have that experience from your setters?
Yeah, Maya Steinkamp, she has been my setter the last couple years, and she's also a very scrappy defender, and, like, she just has the right mindset. You know, she is very steady. She's consistent. She communicates. It's a lot. The setter has a lot on their shoulders, and she's just been all of those things.
Now, looking to this week, you know, sometimes you get into the postseason and you get to play teams that you know nothing about or that you've never seen. You know, not the case here as you play a Dowling Catholic team that you're familiar with. Speak to this matchup and the challenges they present to your team.
I'm really excited to get another chance. We played our duel against them on Tuesday, September 30th. We had just beat Centennial the Thursday prior to that. So I thought we had a really good energy going into Dowling, but when we showed up, I'm not sure if we underestimated the situation. We didn't really bring any energy. We didn't execute. And that was a great week for Dowling. They not only upset us, but they came at Waukee 2 days later, and the outcome was favorable for them as well. So we're looking forward to get another chance at Dowling.
Yeah, so for you guys to have success, hopefully not just in that match, but moving on throughout the week in Coralville, what does that have to look like?
Right, so it would be the winner in the semis. If we, obviously, if we beat Dowling, it'll probably be Northwest, but Indianola's been coming on strong here the last third of the season, so that'll be an interesting matchup. But I don't know. If Northwest plays consistent and steady, they're not a team that gets rattled. It'll probably look like, to me, that's who we would have in the semis.
Once again, that is Liz Bethke, the head volleyball coach at Ankeny, her team a part of the 5A field. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best going forward.
Thank you so much.